First of all, who are you? What are you doing here? What's all this about?
I'm Tom Ewan, and I'm the tutor of the Preston Pans art class. And they were out there a couple of years ago here in Barga, and this time round a few more of us have come out and we're doing some painting classes and wandering around and seeing this amazing place.
We're standing at the moment in an altana at the top of one of the palazzos here in Barga Vecchio, overlooking Piazza Garibaldi. We have a view across Barga Vecchio looking towards the mountains and then the grey clouds in the distance. Yeah. An incredible view from here. And we're up here with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You've got 6 students here today?
Yeah.
7 maybe?
7, yeah. And then there's a few others as well. I think there's about 15 of us came across. And most of us are going to do drawings and paintings and photography over the course of the week, inspired by this amazing landscape. It's pretty easy, and this is probably as good a spot as any, I would say, to see it all, or a lot of it. And it's just... it's like a dream. It's really, really beautiful. And if
What's
you're not inspired
happen?
Here, then...
Yeah, well, if you're not inspired here, you're not inspired anyway. You can stay at home, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
So what's going to happen with the final pieces of work? The photographs, the drawings, the paintings?
These pieces will hopefully go on show, maybe briefly, a little sort of exhibition here in Barga, maybe next Wednesday or something. That would be magic if we could pull that off. Otherwise, we'll be showing them in our hometown, and our main sort of art hub, which is a pub called the Gothenburg, and we have exhibitions in there, so we'll be putting all these up. Other pieces will be more sketch-like. Those pieces, I would imagine some folk, certainly I will be working on bigger pieces, because obviously we're travelling, so we're working quite small. I like to work big, so I'll be working at bigger pieces as well. So it looks like there's quite a lot going to come out of it work-wise from everyone.
So your work is mainly murals, as far as I can tell. You've done a lot of murals in the town where you live.
I've done murals mostly in the town, yeah, and then in East Lothian, and over in Australia I was in a mural competition. So I've done a few murals the last 5 or 6 years. That's sort of the main way that I earn a living as an artist, because, you know, as a lot of people recognise, it's very difficult to get by as an artist. But also I teach this class, and then I do my own paintings as well, which are mostly landscape. And obviously, I'm following in the footsteps of Bellini coming out here, so
yeah.
I can see why he came and how inspirational it was for his work and the colours, I think. It's just really exciting. So
it's funny how those connections work, because John did an interview on Scottish radio,
mm-hmm,
3 or 4 years ago that Hamish Moore overheard, mm-hmm, he listened to on the radio while he was working in his studio in Scotland. He came over to see what was going on, which was 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I can actually see him standing over there, so he's here as well. Maybe we could have a word with Hamish as well. Hamish, you're part of this painting group this time.
Yeah, it's but yeah, you're right. It was 2007 May,
yeah.
I came due to an interview by Bellini,
mm-hmm,
on BBC, and I'd heard about Barga before that, but he kind of was the catalyst that brought me here. And what I was trying to say today was, I don't think any of us would have been here without him.
Yeah,
he's been such an inspiration.
You should explain that John Bellini is from Cockenzie Portsane, which is the town next to Preston Pans, so which is where we're all from. So it's a very direct sort of correlation.
Yeah,
and it seems almost circular, doesn't it? It's
yes.
Going further back. It's Barga to Scotland, Scotland to Barga, Barga to Scotland, Scotland to Barga. For a lot of people, quite astonishing, actually.
Yeah,
exciting.
Yeah, he's quite an inspiration, and there was a fantastic film about him just about 3 weeks ago on BBC called Fire in the Blood, made by his son Paul Bellini. I don't know if you saw it, Tom, did
I
you?
I did, it was
yeah.
Fantastic.
Unbelievable, because it was such an honest appraisal.
It was a very moving film. I've watched it as well. Yeah. His son sent a copy to Barga News,
mm-hmm,
and I sat and watched it. Especially, there was one shot of Helen sitting by the side of the bed when he was just waking up after his heart attack.
Yeah.
Mm.
Really moving.
Yeah.
Moving,
yeah,
moving
incredible.
Images.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
The very honest film.
Yeah, yeah. Very,
which
yeah.
is... which you can see in his work, and so it's obviously a past into his son as well in that form, because what I would say about Bellini is that it's his work is the integrity comes from the fearlessness of it, and that energy that it actually is illuminated by energy, and it sort of beams it back out the way, and that's what's so, even when some of the imagery he's using is stark and even at times quite fierce or scary or ugly, it's still sort of is unbound with sort of life, and that's an amazing thing. It's very inspirational.
Well, we were also listening just now, there was some pipes playing in the background. Who was doing that?
That was Pete McKenzie at Parliament. We went through veterinary college together in the same class. Hello,
you've been here before.
I came with Hamish last year. That was my first introduction to Bargain.
And now you're back.
Yeah, couldn't wait.
You can't get away from the place.
No, it's amazing. There's so much here that inspires you artistically, musically, all the different people from all over the world that you meet. Everybody's very friendly, and you know, you've got such a lot to talk about. You can sit for hours talking. And
no,
having
that's what people
glass
do.
Of wine.
It's those connections again. So just keep
and
on
meeting
going.
New people.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, and you're now part of the painting course?
Well, yes, I started off, funnily enough, again, Hamish introduced me to the Preston Pans painting group this time last year. And I went in up and used his studio during the Three Harbours Arts Festival that Preston Pans has. And I was painting in his studio just while the festival was going on, and I got enough together to do an exhibition, which I held in the September, October time, and sold a few paintings. But most of all, I've made friends with everybody in the group, and came away just now to join them, because I'd normally live in Northampton, so I'm quite far away, really.
Right, wonderful. There's two more people I can see at the far end that I want to have a word with, who were here a couple of years ago for a patank competition where they were soundly beaten at patank. Hello.
Hello. I feel quite sad to return here to the scene of our former disgrace, the patank.
I'm now going to put a link on this article that goes directly to that patank meeting, because you were soundly beaten.
I think there was cheating went on in that.
Cheating is a terrible word to use. That's not really. There was a discretionary movement going on certain decisions.
I would say so.
From the American side, if
from
I
the American
right.
side,
yeah,
absolutely.
The American side,
But I've still felt able to come back, even though that happened. For a rematch, So can we...
It's okay, let's move on to what you're actually doing.
Well, we're painting with joy, because it can't do it any other way, because it can't see what we're painting.
Gillian can see.
Yeah.
Gillian, you're doing watercolours.
I'm trying, yes.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Enjoying it?
I am, yes.
Yeah? Well, it's a perfect day for watercolours, not, because the light changes every
30 seconds.
It's incredible.
It's not raining, so it won't spoil the paint.
Okay. I think I've talked to everybody that I want to talk to. Thank you very much.
Thank you.